Well, I think what we should be asking, the first question is, what is the culture? Because most of us don't even have a culture. That's why you're looking at me and you're mimicking the external stuff that I do. Gotcha. Because you're not asking, like, what's the culture?
Yeah.
Like, why is E... Again, people ask, you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's not a good question.
I'm going to get up at 3.
And then right,
get
that's up not at 3 a good question.
Sit there and look at the wall.
Right.
I'm up at 3. And I'm about to die, but I'm up at 3.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be even 3. It should be, what are you doing at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
You ready? All right.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined as always by the Bayesian sensation, Mr. Carl Wesley Phillips.
What's going on, y'all? What it do?
I got Dr. King in the building.
I keep my money in the bricks.
And Douglas is in the building as well. Douglas, how you feeling, man?
I feel great.
How's everybody doing, man? We got the whole, the gang's intact.
You know I see y'all got the matching
varsity
shoes
today. Varsity had a great game. You know what I'm saying? Varsity, you know what I'm saying? Went out there, blew them boys out.
Hey,
now we have y'all back with us.
Why y'all didn't give me an Eat a Memo?
What's that?
With the shoes.
Oh, yeah, nah. You know what?
You shout know, my out little to the brother, six man. My little brother want to be like me.
Shout out to the six man.
He be like, man, how could I be like Jamal today?
Oh, come on,
he tried to get the guns. But he couldn't get the gun, so he said,
so he got the shoe.
So he called Six Man. Six Man, what kind of shoe Jamal gonna wear today?
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly how that went down.
Yep.
Douglas, how you feeling, man?
You know, I feel good, man. You know, last week or whenever it was, the UConn victory was, you know, I said, man, it was weird. You know, I'm at a new level in my career because I've never been asked to come somewhere and not help somebody win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's different. Like, I've always been asked to come and help either let's call it what it is, a losing franchise become a winner, or a pretty good franchise to become better.
Yeah.
I've never worked with a team that was already champions and they were trying to repeat, you know, the championship. You know what I'm saying? So it was weird, man, but the load is different. Like, they're not asking you to carry a load. You know what I'm saying? They're just asking you to contribute. You know what I'm saying? And that's different. But what I saw,
like podcast, you know what I'm saying? And I had to carry us for so long.
Yeah.
It's different, just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just chilling.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no question.
It's hard, but,
yeah.
You know.
But you managed.
Now I already won a chip, so now it's like, okay. I'm just asking you. Just contribute.
Put up a couple.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's contributing.
Bro, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. It's fantastic, bro.
Yeah, but I was tripping.
Carry on. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
You were saying.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. No, I was saying that it's different, you know, but I like it. I want to get used to it. Mm. And Maul, what UConn showed me is what it looks like from a basketball program to be on the left side. You know, they're on the left side.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, I don't know if you saw it, but Rip Hamilton, all them boys was in there like six.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's like it's in their DNA. And so, you know, Hurley said something that I thought was dope. He was like, thank you to the university for giving us the funds we need, the staff we need.
The environment.
Yeah, the environment. Yeah. You know, he said it.
The environment for success.
Yeah, he said, you know what I'm saying? So he was like, blew my mind. He was like, oh, no. These last 2 years was us building, you know.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, what? Building? Like, that's a different, you know, mentality. So, man, it's good, you know, to be relevant. You know what I'm saying? It's like relevant. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this is starting to become a habit. Loyola, nobody expect they went to the Final Four. Baylor won the national title. Kansas State was, you know, they came out, coach first year, he got coach of the year. took them boys
to the
elite.
So what you're saying is the price is up.
Come on. 49ers.
Price is up.
Raise the 49ers. Like, keep going. Yeah. Keep
49ers?
Yeah. Just that today's price.
Yeah. Did you work with the Pistons?
No.
Oh, okay. It sure.
No. Yeah, not at all. So, no. So, just seeing that there's levels, even in what we do.
Yeah.
It's like, it's levels in what you do.
Yeah.
Even if you're good at what you do,
right.
It's levels to it, bro.
Yeah.
And this is a new level.
Yeah, no question. I want to give a shout out to Delta 360. You would love this. Bruh, let me tell you. Shout out to our Patreon fam listening live. What's up, y'all? Shout out to them. Say what's up. Our Patreon fam. Y'all go join the Patreon, man, and come on here with us live. We do a Q&A after the joint. Y'all just need to be a part of this Patreon. And if you're listening to this podcast on the rig, man, show some love, man, and support the Patreon. Don't just be freed out. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Right.
Shout out to Delta 360.
Amen.
So I'm in the airport. I'm in the airport. Listen to this, E. I'm in the airport yesterday, right? Now, I don't get to the airport with a ton of time, but if I'm in B Gate, I'm going to the Sky Lounge.
Yeah.
Because I go up there, get my coffee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got the membership, so I'm going to go do my thing in the Sky Lounge if I got time. Usually, sometimes I'm running. I ain't got time. Looked at the joint. I got about 30 minutes before boarding. I made it through security quick, whatever. So the line, you know the B one, the big one.
Yeah.
Pause. So the line is like around the corner, right? So, but you know, E, there's a 360 line.
Yeah.
It's got like the little ropes, the little valet ropes.
Yeah.
So the way it works, the line is like comes out and it goes like around the corner. Mm-hmm. And I looked up and the line was long for general population.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but the line next to it, it's only one person in the 360 line.
Yeah.
With the little ropes. But if you're not towards the front, you can't really see that. It just looked like one line.
Right.
Duh. So I come up off the elevator and I see my line with the 360 ropes. Let me tell you something. God don't play by me. He'll prepare a table. That's what he said.
Yeah. What'd he say?
In front. He'll prepare a table. In front.
Okay. Look in front of who?
Hey, I hope y'all know I be knowing scripture just because I'm sitting up here saying. I can really go there. I can really go there. I just be letting y'all get your stuff off.
That's
one thing y'all can add to the pie. So what I look like stepping on that.
Let y'all have that. The little scripture.
It's like, see, at least let us get the scriptures off.
Yeah, come on, sis, say it again.
Yeah.
The context. Say the scripture again. Okay.
He don't play about me.
Oh, yeah. He don't. I say he'll prepare a table.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So look, I walk up, right? And to my line, like I'm 360. Bro, as I'm walking up, I get like almost to the front of the line, which is only one person in my line. I hear a dude say, "Hey, buddy." I got my AirPods in. Shout out to Skull Candy.
Yeah.
But I had to, you know what I'm saying? I feel dirty every time I say it. I know anybody. You took my one AirPod out. I looked back. "Hey, buddy, the line starts back here."
Your line.
Did you do it? You pulled out your badge.
No. I didn't need to pull it out. Pause. I just was like, all right. I said, "Oh, okay, what?" Everybody looking now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my man tried to. I said, "Oh, my man, this the 360 line." Dude from Delta standing right there was like, "See, good to see you again, brother. You in there. Get on in there." I looked at my man, was like,
in front of my
bro. My man was like, "See," I see him all the time.
Yeah.
My man was like, "See," he watched the pod, shout out there. Dapped me up, was like, I'm talking about.
In Wakanda.
He didn't
even in Wakanda.
Right. Oh, bro.
Back Black Panther.
You picked the wrong one.
Yeah.
So, dude. Like, dap me up. I'm talking about, like, I didn't even slow down.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Like, I never even, and I'm talking about my man was at the front, like, bruh. I look back at my man was like.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, I gave him the deuces. Yeah. I was like, all right, bruh.
Yeah.
My man, I'm talking about he had all kind of like MAGA energy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, steam coming out.
Oh, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout out. He just did. He was like, he had his whole family with him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Big burly dude, big old beard and stuff. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just, I wanted to see him in the skyline.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy him a car.
He probably didn't even make it in there.
Oh, bro. I'm talking about, by the time you left,
first, he probably
it's a gang of people, bro. And my man yells like, hey, buddy, no, the line starts back here. I was like, I pointed to the sign. I was like, I don't think he's seen the sign. I was like, oh, my man, this the 360 line. Dude was like, say, get on in there. I was like, bro, I'm like, I just know that was a rough wait for the rest of that line. And I was so happy my man was sitting there for another 30 minutes.
It's crazy. This happens to me all the time at United. Yeah. You know,
what's that?
Kind of, just, you know. You know, when you get in the front of the line and stuff like that.
No, no, no. United, that's the G League.
No, don't hate now. I took you to the front of the line before. Now, I got your luggage on the plane that last time.
You did get the luggage on the plane. He'll never let me let that down. I done got him 72,000 upgraded flights on Delta. That's where they got my luggage on the plane because I was 1 minute late.
E, we going to be about 80 years old. I'm gonna be like, you remember that?
Yeah, it happened. So, real quick, man. Because I know E don't have long. I was watching, I told E the other day, man, I was watching this interview with these Navy SEALs. And, you know, it was crazy, man. Dude was talking about, like, the reason that they're so elevated is because they train under real life circumstances. And I was like, okay, like, how much can you really, like, you know, when you do them simulations and stuff like that. And he was like, well, and the dude kind of asked him, like, well, you can't, like, simulation would be like, you really died, you know, and you can't do that, right? So what do you mean by you do real-world simulations? And he was like, I give you an example. He said, bro, we in, I don't know, SEAL school or whatever, right? And he was like, it was a dude in there killing it. He was like, buddy was ice cold, like, the testing, everything. And he was like, dude was one of the top. He was like, he was better than me. He was like, bro, it was like one morning out of all the time we there, everything. He was like, my man was the star student, everything. He said, we got to the training and my man forgot his gun. You're done. Wow. I was like, huh? He was like, that was it. That, he was like, you can't be no SEAL. I'm like, wait a minute now, hold on. My man, one time. And I was like, dog, I was in my head, I'm like, bro, that's not fair. Like, you think about how, you know, diligent my man been, how much he been killed. Like, dog, you forgot your gun one time. And I was like, dog, like us, like, how do we train? You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, what type of pressure do you put yourself under during practice in order to get the desire? I mean, this is, now we talking about, again, when we speak, we talking about being best, number one in the world, right? Like, we really talking about being elite. And that's why I use the SEAL example, because I'm sure, no disrespect to police officers, I'm pretty sure if you're a police officer, you forget your gun during one training, you're not done. You might have demerit or something. I don't want to speak out of turn. You may not lose your whole career because you forgot one time. But what he said is, this is the highest level and the stakes are higher. And so the opportunity for mistakes goes down. You know what I'm saying? Like I guess the way in which you conduct yourself has to be at the highest level. And I was like, yo, think about how many people, like, you don't put yourself under real world
pressure
in order to perform at the highest level. And obviously, y'all are high performers, and I wanted to talk to y'all kind of about how you set yourself up to be in pressure situations so that you can deliver when the moment comes. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mar, you just spoke in front of 3,000 the other day. You know what I'm saying? E speak in front of 20,000. You got to go in there and talk to UConn, and you got one shot. You got to go, you know, do whatever. We got a conference. We got a whatever. Like, how do you put yourself under that kind of pressure in practice, or what does that look like for you? And I was, you know, again, I'm watching the interview trying to get something out of it from my life. It's like, what do you pull from that in your own skin, I guess?
What's going on, success seekers? Are you ready to optimize your health journey and unlock your full potential? Well, today I've got some exciting news for you. Our show is proudly brought to you by Organifi, your partner in wellness and vitality. Organifi is more than just a brand, it's a lifestyle. They're committed to simplifying the path to health and wellness, and trust me, they've got the goods to back it up. If you don't believe me, I want you to go to Organifi.com/success. That's Organifi.com/success. And you can check this out yourself. Listen, guys, picture this. You wake up in the morning and instead of fumbling through a myriad of supplements and ingredients, you simply mix up some Organifi green juice. Bam! You've just flooded your body with essential nutrients and antioxidants to kickstart your day. And if you're looking to fuel your workouts and recovery, Organifi Complete Protein has got your back. It's a convenient, delicious way to get your protein fix without any artificial junk. Plus, it's plant-based, so you're not just fueling your gains, you're also supporting the planet. But wait, guys, there's always more. Organifi does not stop there. They're constantly innovating and bringing new products to market, like their Glow Powder for radiant skin and their Gold Juice for relaxation and recovery. With Organifi, you're not just getting products, you're getting a community dedicated to holistic wellness. So what are you waiting for? Head over to Organifi.com/success and take the first step toward a happier, healthier version of you. And get this, if you order between April 19th and April 22nd during Earth Day weekend, guys, spend $100 and you'll receive a complimentary Organifi Green Juice Crisp Apple plus free shipping. All right, again, so you get a free green juice plus free shipping if you spend $100, guys. What are you waiting for? Go check it out now, Organifi.com/success. S2S fam, listen, let's talk about something that really matters, all right? And that's protecting our loved ones. As a parent, I'm constantly thinking about the safety and the security of my family, especially my kids. And that's why I'm passionate about this topic, guys. We're talking about life insurance. Life insurance is not just about me. It's not just about you. It's about providing a safety net for the ones that you love. And Fabric by Gerber Life is making it easier than ever to get covered. Imagine this. Term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required. That's right, no health exam required. Now, if you're like me with a young family and a fierce desire to protect their future, now is the time to act. Fabric offers flexible, high-quality policies that fit your family and your budget. And let me tell you this, guys, the rates are so affordable that you can get $1 million in coverage for less than $1 a day. It's incredible, guys. We don't talk about this stuff enough, but this is a strategy to help your future generation, all right? What sets Fabric apart is the peace of mind that it provides. Fabric was designed by parents for parents, and now they've teamed up with Gerber Life, a name synonymous with family trust for over 50 years. With over 1,800 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Fabric has proven its commitment to excellence. But wait, there's more. Fabric offers more than just life insurance. They provide free digital wills, investment accounts for your kids' future, and so much more, all managed conveniently from your phone. So if you're ready to take charge of your family's future with passion and determination, join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their loved ones. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/success. That's meetfabric.com/success. meetfabric.com/success. Don't wait another moment. Secure your family's future with Fabric by Gerber Life. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
Yeah, so the first thing I think, and I don't know if, you know, Dan Hurley said this or not, but I heard somewhere somebody was just saying, like, it's a difference between being like a champion and a legend, like Jordan. So it's like, no disrespect, but the Pistons won 2 championships. That's not necessarily the same level Jordan is on. You feel me? And so they were saying that there's a, like, you have to, if you're going to reach that level, what you're saying is the reason why they got rid of him is because there's a difference between, man, I want to make sure I get the word right. I know the second word, but I think the first word is like, you know, the first word could be like rules. you know, policies. That's it. Like rules, policies, mm-hmm. like, you know, the things that you set up to kind of decide
yep.
how things are supposed to be done. That's a champion. He said, but to get to legendary status, it's a culture. Yeah. So he said, that's the mm-hmm. difference. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
in a culture, there is no variation.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I had to start realizing, wow. like, yo, E, there's no variation. You know what I'm saying? It's like once you know what it takes mentally, there is no variation. Like you can't, it was funny, I was talking to Boog, and you know, he had a year where he did over 200 grand. And so he was like, you know.
He just didn't know it.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. but so now that's his standard.
Yeah, yeah.
So he hasn't done it like in the last year and a half. So we were talking and I was like, oh, I got you. You want to make yep. 200 grand. I know what happened. Like, I'm clear on what happened. I was a part of the formula, so I can help you. So we were talking the other day, and he was just saying, you know, like, man, you know, like, I've been doing all of this, you know, and I just feel like, you know, kind of like you coming down on me. But the thing was, he had to do a video for Train, for the School yep, Days yep. Foundation. And I told him, I was like, bro, why it take you so long? Because it took you so long, you got out of your daily routine to do that. Mm. You know, and it was like, no, whatever. And I said, no, let's just be real, bro. Like, to be honest with you, the first week, you was doing it without even knowing. Like, neither one of y'all had a specific, nobody had nothing in writing. It was just, hey, I need a dope. I need a, I was like, it don't work like that. I was like, it don't work like that. Like, as an editor, when you get it, I was like, yo, I don't know much about it, but I remember C, the UOU video that got over 10 million hits, mm-hmm. I remember in C's head, him seeing it, and then he calling Carl. He ain't saying, hey, Carl, I want a dope video from the UOU boy. No, he had timelines. Like, mm-hmm. I want to see this, then I want to see this. I was like, yo, you an editor. Your job is not to be creative. And you being creative right now.
Yeah.
That's not your job.
Yeah.
You're an editor. You're supposed to take what does he want to see? How does he want to see it? So you just wasted a week and a half. So they finally got to a point where it was like, oh, I want this, 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 and this. I said, bro, you wasted a week and a half. He was like, oh, but I was like, yeah, you was doing some good stuff, but you didn't exercise the time you normally. I said, bro, if you're going to make the 200 plus, not only do you need to exercise, you need to exercise the exact same time every day.
Yep.
You don't need to switch that up.
Right.
I didn't hear nothing about your devotion.
Yep.
You weren't reading your Bible because
yep.
you was doing this editing. I said, bro, you just stopped doing everything you were
doing
to do this. I said, bro, there ain't no way you gonna make. So he was like, so you try. I wasn't lazy. I said, I never said you was lazy.
Nope.
I never said you weren't doing what you're supposed
nope.
to do. I just said you deviated from the routine that I told you is the routine you need
that
to make 200.
Yeah.
So here's what I said. I said, yo, do me a favor. I feel a little tension here. Like, it ain't disrespectful, but I kind of feel like I feel something here that's not fluid here. I say, look, you got two options. We don't have to feel this way. Just don't desire to make over $200,000 a
year.
That's
it. That's it.
That's it. We don't need to have this conversation. I was like, why are we having this conversation? Like, why is there tension?
Yep.
You told me you wanted to make over 200 grand. I'm telling you, I'm telling you that what's crazy is for the first time in your life, you got clarity. You know exactly. Your stuff is dope. He sent me some stuff. People was like, yo, that's got a Kanye feel to the design. I was like, absolutely. I'm like, bro, you there. But you can't be there. And you over here with my homie, they edited. And I wanted to go over there. I said, you can't go over nowhere. Mm-mm. You can't do nothing. He was like, but dad, I've been grinding. I said, you have. But let's not forget the dude that wasn't always grinding.
Yeah.
Like, there was a dude. I said, bro, I'm going to be real with you. This dude right here. Let this dude breathe for another 12 months to 18 months. This dude about to make you one of the richest men in the world. But this dude gets distracted sometimes with this work and then this and then this. And so I realize, it's a culture.
Yeah, it's
bro.
Funny though. You gotta. Talking to one of my young homies the other day. He was talking about him and his girl going through some stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was just like, well, you know, in the last 6 months, I ain't, you know, it's been, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, I don't know. I said, how's your credit? And he was like, my credit's straight. Like, now I got it. I said, bro, how long did it take you to have good behavior before right. your credit start going up.
Right,
like,
right.
you're going to make two payments and now your stuff at 800. Is that how it work? He was right. like, no. Nah. I said, how does it work? He's like, you got to show over a period of time to raise that credit score up. And so, E, to your point, sometimes this, like, I think the frustration for people lies in when you make the change and yeah. you make the adjustment in your yeah. head and you're like, I've been doing yeah. this. You want to see the results.
The results.
We talked
right,
about
man.
It. You done start intermittent fasting, working out for 2 weeks, looking at the scale.
You pin. In the mirror.
You went 45 years on Cheeto Puff. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
With the that ain't orange. No, that ain't with no, the orange. No,
yeah, that ain't no personal shot.
Oh, I'm there, boy.
That
personal.
Ain't no personal
I'm
shot.
I'm seeing the orange. On, yeah. It's getting all on oh, my yeah. clothes. Yeah. I'm seeing it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like, I think there's a frustration in that. You know yeah. what I'm saying? And I don't know if we shift to topics or not.
You don't know. I'm just saying, let's go back. Because yeah, I got to get out of here. Let's go back.
Yeah.
Culture.
Yeah.
Meaning what?
Accountability.
Yeah. So, but watch this. I'm going back to what I told Book. Bruh, don't work out every day to lose weight. Like, get to figure out the habits that, like, you know, some people, like, okay, I'm going to figure out, you know, the what I got to do to lose, you know, 15 pounds. No, don't do that. Culture. Figure out the 15 habits
yep.
that you need to embrace over the next 50 years.
Yep.
And then that is going to automatically shed the weight. But if you own, I want to lose 15 pounds, I want to lose 30 pounds. Here's the deal. I've done it before. You may be able to do that, but you may not be able to sustain that. But if you focus culture, mentality, if you focus on not losing weight, but what are the behaviors that will allow me to be healthy? Yep. What are the things that I have to do every day that's going to put me in a great space? Bro, you don't even have to worry about losing weight. Now you stressed out about losing weight. You're going to go, are we there yet? Are we there yet? So 30 days, we ain't there. 60 days, we ain't there. Then you're going to give up because you don't yep. got what you want.
Or yep. even if you do reach that goal.
Yeah, you're going to quit.
You're going to quit. No, it's like, all right, cool. I made it. It's almost like the person that just run to the finish line.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
When you run to the finish line and the finish line is the goal, you slow down.
Slow down.
Unconsciously, you yep. slow down
yep. Yep.
before you reach that finish line. But the person that goes beyond the finish yep. line, you speed through that finish
yeah.
line.
Yeah.
And so it's that same mentality. I see it all the time. People like it. They set that kind of goal. Oh, I just want to make $50,000. And then you make that 50,
bruh.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Yeah.
And then you end up unconsciously going back to the same position you was in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it's like the same habits. And then now you constantly going around in a circle.
This is crazy. I got a sneak peek with the footage with E at UConn, right? And E, you had a conversation with Coach. And he said out of his mouth, I didn't put it in the video. I was like, that was y'all conversation, but we hear. He said, bruh, winning, he's like, it really lasts about a couple of days.
Mm.
He talking about winning a national championship that, you know, I'm talking about a country style.
Yeah, you work, yeah.
He's like, bruh, it's party a day or two, and then it's over. You work all year, probably longer than a year. You got some of these kids in there 4 years, they played high school, like you work 8-10 years, and he's like, yo, 2-3 days, and it's over.
Over.
Bruh, that's a crazy concept. So, everything y'all talking about, I keep thinking of Dubai when you said culture.
Culture.
And Ma, I promise you, it took me 44 years to finally understand. Even being around you all these years, like I finally got to the routine where I'm working out every single morning. Yeah. And what I realized now that I've started doing it consistently, bruh, I'll go back to Ma's terms. If you change one thing in your house, if you start, I had a conversation with a friend recently. I was like, yo, you want to change? Pick anything.
Anything.
I don't even care. If you want to be spiritual, just pick something.
Yep.
But if you start working on that consistently, bro, all of a sudden you paint in here and something else don't look right. Man, I got to change the window shades. Oh, all of a sudden this fireplace looking weird. The color don't look right. And I'm saying to people, find one area of consistency
that's
first.
Good. Yeah. That's good.
You know what I'm saying? Just find one, whatever it is. Bro, the moment I start going to the gym consistently, I start going to bed earlier. Now, I got to get up a little earlier if I'm going to do anything spiritual because I want to do that before I go. You see what I'm saying? So, bro, just one area has now started to unfold, but it's back to the old adage, how you do anything is how you do everything. So until you can do one thing consistently, bro, you all over the place.
Yeah. You got to, man, make it. So to go back to in the beginning when you was even talking about, like, man, when you asked the question, and then you were talking about even like just recently speaking in front of like 3,000 people or even speaking in front of 20,000 people, whatever.
Yeah.
What I noticed, and just from even looking around this room and having the honor and the privilege to be able to, you know, watch, you know, firsthand the best motivational speaker in the world, A lot of people, what I notice, man, I like to dissect things. A lot of people that speak, they're speaking because they're trying to make it a profession.
Mm.
What I noticed, and I became a better speaker by watching him and noticing that it's about, he's not trying to become a better speaker. He has become. Like literally, I've noticed that when that's you, like that is really you. Like when I see you speaking to, what is it, NFL, yeah, corporate, I see you speaking on the stage, personal development, churches, even on the pastor, that's you.
Yeah. Mm.
Like that's, so it has to become you. Mm. And I see a lot of people trying to become you.
Right.
But they haven't became them.
Yeah.
Like, you can never become him. Because you ain't doing the things that he's doing that got him speaking that like point. That.
Yeah.
Like, that's what make you a better speaker.
Well, no, they talking loud, Ma.
They talking loud. and they
quit. I was home.
And they
I didn't have no driver's license.
But hey, I was home.
Hey, I'm waiting for someone to say something about Didi and MS. I want one of them.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard people talk. Man, my wife. I heard people say story about their wife is going.
Oh, I
heard people talk about how they homeless. I heard, and I'm like, yo, they don't get it. People ask me all the time, man, how you be like, man, I don't think nobody else ever spoke as much with E.
Yeah.
Than like you, of course, CJ, but, and I'm just like.
No, not like that.
Not, right, not in that kind of way, but I'm just like,
doing it, yeah.
I'm just being me, and I'm really like me.
Yeah.
I'm like really, I be like, dog, these five pillars, like I'm really, anytime any one of these jokers call me or FaceTime me, guaranteed, I'm going to be in my pillar.
That's it.
You ain't going to never catch 100%. Me outside. And that's the honest to God truth.
Caught you outside your pillars a couple times.
When you catch me outside my pillars, please. Let's talk about
it. Hey, y'all going to have different definitions of pillars.
Nah, catch me.
Caught you wild in a couple
times. CJ's being him. CJ's being him. This is why he's a funny man. Being him right now. Yeah.
Caught you outside the building.
But I'm just saying, though, when you become, and that helps you become a better at whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah, that's
like, cool. I don't never have to get on the scale and the broccoli and the chicken breast.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that
yeah.
because I'm always working out two times a day. That's
your culture.
That's my culture. And
it's
like you
culture.
Said in the beginning where you talked about the environment.
Yeah.
You got to create an environment. A lot of people are not winning or they're not able to become them fully because they haven't created an environment for yeah. success.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I got the gym in the house. That's why I got the everything that you see yeah. because that's an environment for winning.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. But I say culture, Ma, because we saw it twice. We saw Iowa with a dope player.
Mm.
Not necessarily a dope culture.
Yeah.
They had a dope player. And twice, that player was able to take them to the last game.
Yeah.
Mm.
Both times.
Yeah.
That player took them to the last game.
Yeah, she did her thing.
But it takes a culture to win a championship.
How long does it take to build that culture?
I don't know. That one. That's
I mean, it depends on how long everybody got to buy in.
Yeah.
Everybody has to be able to have like that culture, like South Carolina here, like UConn. Everybody got to buy in.
So but how long though?
How long?
Forever.
Yeah, it's that's the culture.
Once you figure out,
right? That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out what that.
Well, I think what we should be asking, the first question is, what is the culture? Mm. Because most of us don't even have a culture. Mm. That's why you're looking at me and you're mimicking the external stuff that I do. Gotcha. Because you're not asking, like, what's the culture?
Yeah.
Like, why is E? Again, people ask, you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's not a good question.
I'm gonna get up at 3. And then
right.
get
That's
up
not
at
a
3 and
question.
Sit there and look at the wall.
Right.
I'm up at 3.
And
I'm about to die, but I'm up at 3.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be even 3. It should be, what are you doing?
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the most important thing. 3 ain't the most important thing. That's just the time. Uh-huh. But if you're getting up at 3, what are you doing from 3 to the time you go back to bed?
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Why are you up at
Usually
3?
I use the bathroom and then go right back.
Yeah.
Right.
So why?
Right.
That's like, my 3 wake up.
Yeah. What are the things that you're doing?
Yeah.
And then I could tell, look, here's the crazy part. If you ever ask me that, I could show you the culture. Uh-huh. I didn't do that on my own. David said that he rose early in the morning.
Hmm.
The Bible says that Jesus got up while the dew was still on the roses. So I didn't even make that decision, to be honest with you, on me being deep. I never did. I just looked at some of the giants in the Bible, and culturally, they all talked about being up before the sun came up.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, if I want to be like Enoch, I'm saying, if you want to be like Akeem Madrina, you probably going to do the Ramadan. You probably going to have a post game. But if you want to play like Isaiah Thomas, you're not going to study the dream. Akeem, you're not going to study him. So for me, it was like, oh, I got, and I'm glad we're talking this way, Mark, because I found the people that Enoch. He walked and talked with God till he was no more. Oh, I want to do that. Moses, he coming down helping Jesus. When he was gone, yeah, he come back and helping Jesus through his.
I like to see y'all getting in the script.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Look at that. Now they perked up. Come on, Pastor, preach, man. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. Come to rock.
Yeah.
Do the remedy.
So I'm just saying, I saw Moses was favored by God. Yeah. Enoch was favored by God. Jesus was favored by God.
Joseph.
David. So I started looking at, man, here go your boy Daniel. He prayed 3 times a day, as was his custom. Mm. So to your point, Daniel was like, I don't care if things are going good. I don't care if they're going bad. I don't care if they say they're about to kill me. I'm about to go open up and pray to the east. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so that's that culture thing. So I think most of us don't even need to get to how long. We need to get to, why are you still married without a culture? Mm. Like, why don't you know what y'all doing for Christmas? If that's y'all thing, what you doing on Sundays, on the weekend? I would always say, like, yo, C, help me in that part, because he was like, he don't answer the phone on the weekend. It don't mean that he won't answer the phone if it's an emergency, but he helped me to understand, A.E., on the Monday through Friday, we going hard. On the weekend, I'm going hard at home. That's culture.
Yeah.
And that kind of culture helps everybody in the culture understand what the keys are, the cues are, what the language is, what the root, and everybody knows this is what we do. And if everybody does it, then, and again, I go back to Purdue. My man put up his, me and Carl were talking about it. My man put up his points, 37.
Everything he needed to do.
But a man can't beat a culture.
Mm.
So as dope as he was, he didn't let us down.
Yeah.
He put up 30-something points. Matter of fact, they said he scored like, I don't want to say the number, but it was like a very high percentage, maybe like 60-some percent of their points he scored. A talented individual cannot beat a culture. Mm.
This is for all my busy people out there. Let's talk about something that many of us struggle with, and that's managing our finances. I mean, who has the time to track down forgotten subscriptions or negotiate lower bills? Not me, that's for sure. But now guess what? We got Rocket Money in our corner. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that does it all. It finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Yes, you heard me right. It does all that and more. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something that I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps. Plus, the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. And they'll even help me create a custom budget to keep my spending on track. But here's the kicker. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate and lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you. Talk about hassle-free. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So let's stop wasting money on things we don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions today by going to rocketmoney.com/success. Again, rocketmoney.com/success. Don't miss out on savings. Take control of your finances with Rocket Money. This episode is also sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I ask you a quick question? I want you to take it seriously. How are you feeling today? Are you bursting with energy, or are you feeling a bit drained? It's important to check in with ourselves, especially when it comes to our social battery. With social gatherings picking up, it can be easy to spread ourselves too thin, neglecting the boundaries we need to recharge. I found that therapy has been incredibly helpful in building that self-awareness. Whether you're someone who thrives around people or needs a bit more alone time, therapy can empower you to create a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's not just about major trauma, it's about learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and becoming the best version of yourself. And if you're considering therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. With BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. Plus, you can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. It's all about finding what works best for you. So let's find your social sweet spot together with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/success today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/success.
Once a culture is established.
Okay, so that's cool. But that, when you said one person can't make a culture.
Yeah.
Well, that's deflating for some people to hear probably because they, again, they, you just said if I take control of myself.
Right.
Then, you know, that's what I need to do. But if I take control of myself, it sounds like I still can't build a culture without other people. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't.
I'm just saying, you said my man did all he could. He scored 60% of the points. He had 37. So how do I create the culture if I'm doing everything I can physically do?
Unfortunate for him, he's in a team sport. So he did create a culture.
But life is a team sport.
Yeah, but I'm saying he did create a culture for himself that he's going to benefit from. Mm. Caitlin Clark is going to benefit from the culture she created for herself.
Yeah.
So she made 3.6 mil in her NIL deal. Yeah. Was 3.6. Crazy, Ma. I put a picture up. She scored, Jamie showed me.
36. I preach.
She scored 3,668 points. Yeah. More than anybody. She made 3.6 mil. I don't know if you caught that, Mark. She scored 3,668 points.
Huh.
And she made 3.66
numbers. Listen
mil.
To them numbers.
Wow. You see that, Mark?
Yeah, yeah.
You see that? No variation.
Yeah.
The number that she scored is the number she making in millions. So what I'm saying, she created a culture for herself. That's number one. And that culture allowed her to be a part of a culture. I felt like I created a culture, and when I came to Michigan State, you were attracted to my culture because you had a culture.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just felt like it's cultures. Carl came and took the videos and created a something that hadn't been created before in terms of, I always say, like when you used to watch Les Brown and Zig Ziglar, it was a one-camera shot. If anything, it would blend. It would be a blend boy where you'd see their face and then you see the audience.
Yeah.
Fade out, see the audience, then you see their left side. Or then you might see their right side. So I was like, Carl was the first one that made it like a movie B-roll to go with it.
Yep.
Right? Maul had created a culture in real estate. Right? And so we all came together because we had individually created our culture. Yeah. Now we collectively creating a culture.
Yeah.
You feel me? Daniel created a culture. But guess who came with Daniel? The three Hebrew boys who were also as brilliant as he was. So even when they took them into slavery, they took the best. So they took the folk dudes that had created their own personal culture, then they created a community culture.
Yeah.
So I think, number one, you do need to create your own because that's the only way eagles gonna know you an ego based on the way you operate. Mm-hmm. That's the only way pigeons know you a pigeon is because of your culture. So they see, oh, my man fly. Oh, he must be an eagle.
Right.
Oh, okay, he make that noise. Oh, he must be an eagle. So I think you got to create your own culture first. And to me, culture is easy to create because it's what you are attracted to. You feel me? So all you got to do is really figure out, like, I was attracted to, I have a dream that one day. Yeah. I wasn't as attracted to a basketball as I was that voice.
Yeah.
That attracted me. When I saw X do his thing, I was attracted to, man, here's a man leading men.
Mm.
Like, I was attracted to that. So now you'll hear women in my church go, oh, pastor, our church just too male dominant. I'm like, there's a reason why. Because I'm attracted to helping males become men.
Yeah.
So it's like everything that you are, again, when you said, man, we eating every Sunday at the crib, I was like, man, we didn't do that, but that's, I'm attracted to that. I need to start doing stuff with my family. We need to start having whatever. So we hit Knicks whenever I'm in, whatever, we hit Knicks, or like, depending on where we are in the world, we meet up and we go eat together, then go to the beach. So it's like culture begats culture. So a lot of y'all like, I don't know where to start. Start with what is attractive to you, healthy, healthy-wise. Lee Lamb said the other day, he's like, E, you running again? I was like, yeah. He's like, yo, it's crazy. I know you don't necessarily like do it regularly. He's like, but I remember we was in Miami, you just got up one time and ran for an hour. He's like, I'm not trying to be funny, but it's in you. He was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that it's easy for you, but it's like something you crave. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
I've always loved running. Ran when I was a kid, ran track, did cross country. Like, I don't
ran
like
away
it.
From home.
Ran away from home. Yeah, so I
always bringing a bow. So.
Yeah, that's okay. So no, but I think it's important to see to help people not to get overwhelmed. Who do you like? I love Steph Curry. What is he doing that you like? You know, and then you pick up those traits and create your own culture. And then again, once you get dope, once you're number one, you attract number one.
Yeah, sure. So you're talking about attracting. What if you're in a bad culture and you're trying to fix it? Like,
you got to get out of it.
I was about to say that. You got to leave.
You got to get out of it. If nothing else physically, you got to get out of it.
I was thinking about somebody's marriage.
Okay, no. You got to fix it mentally.
Or family situation. Yep, you know what I mean?
You
got to
fix it mentally.
Okay.
And you said it earlier. If it's a bad marriage, it's because of what you're doing culturally. And culture is neither negative or positive. So if you got a negative culture, all you got to do is the opposite of what you're doing. Bro, how many times have you read about people getting divorced and they went to the counselor and the counselor was like, you know the story where the dude was like, I'm leaving my wife. And he was like, all right, do me a favor. Leave her, but give it 6 months. And what I want you to do is have worship with her every day. I want you to tell her how beautiful she is every day. I want you to take her out of the
kid. Right.
Like, stay with her 6 months. Leave.
Culture.
6 months. But here's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
And at the end of the 6 months.
Start working out.
Right. At the end of the 6 months, they didn't go nowhere. Mm. And it was like, What happened? The college was like, you start doing different stuff. You start paying attention to her. You start taking her out to eat. You bought her roses once a week. You treat her differently. So the culture changed, so the outcomes changed.
Mm.
Cheeto Puffs, you go, more, you go get the, no Cheeto Puffs, eat vegetables. It's the culture, bro. You're not, and I want to say this in a positive way, you're not damned to your outcomes. You're damned to the decisions you're making in your culture.
Hmm.
That's good. So for, and I'm, you got
to
go.
I'm about to get in trouble. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
No, I got 60 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, no. I was just saying for, you know, somebody to, again, we talked about, you know, obviously is self-assessing and figuring out where you at. And again, man, like the stuff we talking about, I love it because it's tangible stuff, Carl, that you can actually go do. You said it, bro. That was deep. You saying find something to be consistent in one area and see how that changes. Like a string that you pull out your shirt that it just keep unwinding more and more stuff happens. And I think, you know, obviously we always talk about starting with health because honestly, and I said it before and a lot of people hit me up like, yo, that's true. It's like, bro, when you're healthier or when you feel better physically, like your mental capacity just goes to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying, bruh. And again, I don't want to bring up old stuff, but like, if you can operate in your gift at that highest level, you can bring a culture of winning just using your gift. That's what I said is so deep. That's what I love about a gift is like, yo, it's unique to you. Like, it's what you can do. I took a lot of flack. People was hitting me up. I don't know what, everybody was mad about my Draymond comments. And I think they, in the clip that somebody posted, might have took it out of context. And so I'm sure they'll post another one that'll take out of context. But like, because somebody was like, well, a couple of people was like, well, Draymond can hoop. Obviously, he can hoop. He in the NBA. Yep. I'm just saying, he going to the Hall of Fame averaging 7, 7, and 7.
Right.
Them ain't Hall of Fame numbers.
That's right.
Is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
He not dropping 35, 40 as you would think. And by the way, the people in the comments are yelling at me saying he not going to the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying I'm not on the board. Go hit your Googles. He going to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Why? Because of the culture that he bring. Like I said, like it or not, listen to what I'm telling you. Oh, CJ, he stepped on somebody's chest. Doggone it, you need to step on somebody's chest. Because you losing.
And you okay with
it? No, I'm just saying. Yeah. Your nice self, your Christian self, you broke.
Yeah.
You not where you want to be, and your marriage messed up.
Yeah.
You need to start.
Nice,
you need to start getting a couple technical fouls.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And that's all I was trying to say, Carl. Is like, yo, it pissed me off because people would be like, oh, they doing that. You're not comfortable with the way I'm doing my thing, but the way I'm doing my thing is leading to wins.
Yeah,
doggone it. You might not like Draymond as a person. You might think he arrogant. He a buck. He doing what he.
Full championship.
I can only get you 7
points.
That in and of itself had me out the league.
Yeah.
But what I can bring to the table. I'm going to bring.
Yep.
So that's his energy is like, yo, I'm finna, cause something about when I do that, Maybe Steph feel a little bit more empowered to be like, yo, yeah. I could just go out here because I got an enforcer. I don't know what the relationship is. Yeah. But let me tell you something. You need to step on somebody's chest.
Yeah.
And
no
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no question. What?
And please take this in context. Please.
1,000,000%. Yeah. And if you're dumb enough not to take it in context, then I don't care about you listening to this anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I love it. People will sit around and judge other people for what they're doing. And I'm like, bro, what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah.
This is all I have. What my man can. This is all I got.
Yeah, that's
it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is all I got. I got a drum. I got, what do you have?
Yeah.
What can you bring to the, bro, everybody got potluck, right?
Yeah.
When I used to work at GM, we had potlucks. This one time I had a job, it was a freshman. I mean, my freshman year at Michigan State, we had a potluck. Everybody, you know what a potluck is? Mm-hmm. What's a potluck?
Everybody bring
a dish.
What do you usually bring?
Bring a pot. You ready?
Pot of food.
Something that you do.
The thing that you actually good at.
That's it.
And if you ain't potluck, good at nothing, at least bring
something. Don't bring it if you ain't good at
napkins, some paper.
Yeah.
Correct. So.
Water.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Ice.
Okay, cool. You prove. But. If you got something,
seven layer burrito.
Yeah,
he got the turkey.
Yeah, I got the turkey.
He got the turkey.
I forgot.
Going crazy.
Yeah,
Maul. He stopped doing as much, but Maul salmon. Yeah. Going crazy. I never seen Carl. So I can't.
I'm bringing the plate.
Yeah, but okay. I'm just saying. Right. But I'm saying, bring what you have.
Yeah,
doggone it. And that's what, bruh. That's why I love Draymond. My man, like this, what I got.
Yeah, and can I say this before I get out of here?
Please.
This is why I said culture.
Lee Lizzle.
This is why I said culture. Because when it's not culture, you don't have to bring what you don't want when you don't feel it.
Say it again.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
You feel me? Say it again.
This is why it has to be culture, Maul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if it's talent, you don't have to bring it when you don't feel like bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
When it's culture,
it's
you just bring it anyway.
It's known.
Like I told the guy I'm working with, running. I was like, bruh, I'm doing everything you told me to do, but where I need prayer and growth is I'm not doing it when I don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing it every day, but I'm not doing it in the morning like you told me to. Because I woke up today, I did 7 miles on Sunday, and so on Monday, I got my day of rest, but on Tuesday, I woke up and was like, man, I still feel a little bit. Yeah. I got the podcast.
Yep.
I got to take Didi to her doctor's appointments. Like, I hit my alarm clock for 5. I got up at 5.
Mm-hmm. It's negotiable.
But I got up at 5, like,
bro,
I don't feel like doing it. I'm going to do it today.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like doing it at 5 o'clock. It's going to take me 5 to 6. Then I got to get on the mastermind call. Bro,
has anybody ever said that, though? Have you ever woke up and said,
man, I don't feel like brushing my teeth today?
Never. Never.
I will say this first time ever, Maul.
You brush
at night. She's like, you gotta stop. Cause she asked me, did you brush your teeth? I said, yeah. She said, you brush them at night in the morning. I said, I brush them when I get in the shower. So whenever that is. So she's like, all right, you need to start brushing your teeth at night and flossing. First time ever, 6 for 7. So we got it.
Let's go.
Hey, don't do teeth analogy again.
Hey, no. Hey, shout out to the toothbrush. I hit E the other day. I went to the dentist. They were glowing reviews.
Can I finally get it?
Oh. Whoa. relax. So look, no. Went to the dentist the other day, and my wife be so mad because they be like, I'm talking about she sit up there and floss about 2 hours every night. I got my little floss pick doing my thing.
Yeah.
Bro, the dentist, they was like phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? She got good, we got the same toothbrush, but shout out to Patreon. That's why you need to be in the Patreon. We gave out the link to the toothbrush in the Patreon.
That's the thing.
Yeah. You didn't get it?
Nah.
Oh, okay. We had to get you one. Yeah. But, bro, I'm talking about that thing, bro, doing wonders. I'm talking about ding. Shout out to Organifi, the superfood green juice powder, keeping this podcast powered up. Y'all go to Organifi.com. All right? Go to Organifi.com. Use the promo code SUCCESS. Get 20% off your order. All right? I see some Organifi right there. Toss that to me, Blake.
I see it all over the room.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got this is my favorite right here. The green juice. You know what I'm saying? This is what you need right here. This to change your life right here. You know, just phenomenal. Every day, use for sure, and especially on the road, man.
Culture every day.
Culture. Also, coaching with ET. We want to make sure we put that on there. We still got that going strong for those of y'all who want to be coached by ET. What you got the Griffies on? What are those? I'm fire. What up? I don't even know.
Hey, see, y'all changed it?
Huh?
Y'all changed it?
What?
Changed what?
It used to be called Coaching with ET and Jamal.
Oh, y'all.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do. No, I absolutely do. So check that out as well. I did want to get in. I want to be a fly on the wall now. You know what I'm saying? We got, you know, the Egon, so y'all, you know, you can get a little more conversation. If y'all can let the people know, I think it's dope. I know y'all been working together on some books and some other stuff, which, by the way, y'all supposed to be sharing that with the Patreon community. But I know y'all been working on some stuff, man. Let us know how this mentor-mentee relationship been going. You know what I'm saying? Let the people in and give us some jewels that y'all been, you know, getting from y'all time together, man. Carl and Maul been having little secret meetings.
They allow me into the back seat of the cop sessions. Car now.
Yeah, you know what's so crazy, though? And yeah. I'll say this. So even though it appears right now that we have been having secret meetings or, you know, talking and things, actually, Carl was the first one that I met. He was the first one I spoke to and hung out with before I spoke with you or E. Oh. And this was at the first ever conference.
2014.
And me and Carl instantly hit it off. And then we have been in a position, even after the conference, all throughout the whole time, me and Carl has always, I believe, I don't think it has been a time period we haven't jumped on a call. When we talk for hours.
I'm talking about hours.
Talk about life, strategy, just things. Yep. So we've always been on that. But I think this year has been a little bit more intentional. Like, all right, cool, let's go. Let's play offense. I think before we was playing defense.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, Carl be like, hey, man, you know, this is what I'm. And it's like, all right, it's a mindset thing. Let's shift it and let's just go to the offensive side of life.
And I'm just saying, the biggest thing for me, and again, it's one thing. Y'all know my personality as the ground screw, right? So what I'm learning about that is that, man, I embrace good. Like we talk about culture. The ground screw culture is like, yo, it's good. We're going to maintain the heck out of that thing. It's not going to go nowhere. We're going to keep it there. But at the end of the day, I know, and God exposed me to y'all. It's like, yo, that's not it. That's not it. So again, for the last, I want to say, COVID years, it was like, there was a lot of discomfort for me. Like, yo, this is not it. Like, I know in my heart, this is not it. So, and again, I've had conversations with all you guys, but Maul is like, all right, I'm going to just start giving you what I'm reading. Because this is going to help you to kind of start, again, culture.
Yeah, culture.
Start thinking how I'm thinking. Like, you got to see. So he gave me a couple of books, man. And as simple as that, it is what you believe is real. It's as simple as that. What you believe is real. And, man, when I tell you that book, and I haven't finished it, the journal part of
it. Yeah, it's five, six books.
Yeah. I'm saying the first one, I haven't finished it because what they do, and I'm telling you, it's cult, bro, it's so perfect. I'm glad you actually brought this up because that's exactly what the book is doing. Probably the first third of the book you read, and what it's doing is setting your belief. It's like, yo, first of all, you in God's image. So let's not play with that. God created you the best thing that he got.
Yep.
So let's just establish that. Second of all, like, bro, when you start, the image of God really talks about being able to be creative, imaginative, right? And that was a big transformation for me. It's like, I'm thinking image of God. Again, I grew up in the church. God ain't a man, but I'm thinking he formed us physically. You know what I'm saying? The subconscious thought is the image of God.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, it's so much deeper than that. No. Animals can't really process the way we can. They can't imagine. They can't see themselves in the future. God gave us that. That's his image. So I'm going through the first part of the book, bro, and it's so deep because what it's doing is it's helping you to understand, helping you to see mindset, helping you to really like take charge of your mind. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then the second half of the book is like, write it every day. Write it in the morning. Bro, they say write it in the morning, write it 6 times, and then write it 9 times at night. Whatever your goals are, whatever you believe, whatever you imagine, whatever it is, bro, culture.
And so that's a great point. So what I was saying when I just got through saying before, like Carl, it seemed like always was in a defensive type mindset. And I used to talk to him, I could just hear him. I'm like, man, he's always playing defense. That's why he doesn't feel like he can get ahead.
Yep.
Because he's always trying to, you know, he's always right here either dealing with things of the past or dealing with things in the present.
Yep.
And I was like, bruh, the reason why, if you keep that mentality, then you will never get ahead. It's like everything that you see me doing today is because I set myself up. This was a future mentality mindset that I had years ago. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said, you can't catch me where I'm at now because you would have had to go find me five years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm literally living in the manifestation. So while you are trying to play defense and trying to either like create what's happening today or fix what happened in the past, I'm already today 4 or 5 years in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the life you see me having today is because of the seeds I planted 4 years ago.
Yep.
And then everything I'm doing today is for seeds for the next four years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, Carl, I gotta get your mind, because Carl is so smart where his mind is right now. It's just in the present. But my present is shaped because of my past.
Yep.
Mm.
And I'm creating the next several years. Like, literally, I can show you videos. I can show you notes in my phone where I'm literally saying, like, Jamal, if you do this today, you are setting up the future you.
Yeah, and we've seen these.
And, like, literally, yeah. I got it in my phone, got the dates and everything. And it's saying, like, but it comes a sacrifice that has to come with it. And most people are not willing to do that sacrifice. Everybody's looking for that future. Yeah. Everybody wants that future benefit today.
Yep.
Thing ain't, but you didn't put in the work last year, 2 years ago. That's why I be telling you about working out. That's why people give up with working out, is because you can't see the benefits of it today.
Right now.
Yep. Like, literally, the reason why I look the way I look, the muscles, the strength, everything is because I've been doing this for the last 30 years. I started when I was like 14, 15 years old. And it's like, and I haven't stopped. But I'm doing this not... The reason why I'm sitting here today and I feel as strong as I feel is not because of what I did last week.
Right.
It ain't because of the workout I did last month.
Tuesday.
This is compounding. Yeah. It's
but the workout you did Tuesday will benefit you.
When I turn 50.
But, right, right.
I'm literally working out every day. And so I got these different phases of my life where it's like the 20-year-old Jamal, you know, he set up the 30-year-old to be in that position.
Do you look at it in 4-year increments?
I look at it in 10-year increments.
Okay.
I'm looking at it almost where I round it up. So everything I'm doing, so I write notes to myself. So when I was in my 30s, and then when I was getting into my 40s, I was like, yo, Jamal, like, your 30s was great. Like, you have done this. You invested in real estate. You bought multiple properties. You bought a mansion that you didn't know, like, that you didn't see the things of today. Like, I bought this when we bought our house. I remember even Camille saying, like, do we need all of this house? And I said, today we don't need all this house. But I said, but in the future we will. I was like, we're going to meet people. I said, it's going to be people that's going to come.
The Queenie's going to live here.
I didn't even know the name of Queenie's.
Right.
I was like, it's going to be people that's going to come in our life and they're going to need somewhere to stay. I said, our kids are one day going to have kids. And I said, and our grandkids and great-grandkids are going to be coming to this house. And do we need the swimming pool? Yeah, because our grandkids are going to want to learn how to swim. And we're going to have a house that everybody going to want to come to. Our nieces, our nephews. This is what family gathering is going to be. I spoke a word to the future, but I took care of it in the present. And then now, she's just like, yo, I see her family members be coming over. And she's, let me take you to the cabana. You know what I'm saying? And she's walking people. Do we really need an elevator? No, we don't need an elevator today. But one day our parents will get older. And they ain't gonna be able to go up 5 flights of stairs. We don't need an elevator today, but one day. So you gotta have that, and that's what that book is doing. It stretches your mind to the future, but you gotta take care of the things of the future today.
And the simplest thing, you said it takes sacrifice. Here's the simple part, y'all. The sacrifice is spending time with you. That's all it is. I'm just saying, because again, my life is the next task. We got to set up the podcast. Once the podcast is done, I got to get the footage. You know what I'm saying? And I got help. Yep. We got stuff, but it's still on to the next thing. And there was never a time in my life in the last probably 5-7 years that I sat down and was like, yo, here's what Carl wants.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to this show, please, I'm begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.